Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Be on your own altar as well. Listen to Turning Point, receive the prayers, listen to the insightful teachings and inspiring testimonies. Don't miss it any day. If yours is not coming on time, then chat with someone you know is also on this platform. Ask him to rebroadcast his own to you while you sort out things with your line manager. Don't miss it any day. Welcome also to Wednesday, day 18 in December. This shall not just be another Wednesday. It shall be a special one for you, a loaded one for you and your family. It is well with you everywhere you go and in all your assignments you do today. All eyes are blind unless God opens them. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17, Elisha prayed for his servant Gehazi. It reads, "And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." Do this if you can. If you cannot do it immediately now, do it later and play back the message. Take a piece of cloth, an handkerchief, a hand towel, or your mantle, or even your towel. Soak a corner of it in the water. Squeeze out the water. And then mop your eyes. Use the wet hand towel or handkerchief to mop your eyes. Mop your face 3 times. Thus says the Lord, I have opened your eyes to see hidden riches. Your eyes are now opened to see your army, the ticket, to see your wealthy place, to see your destiny helpers. And whatever you have misplaced, you will see it now. You will see your old friend. You will see that location. You will see what others couldn't see. And you will move ahead of them in Jesus' name. As you mop your face without wet towel, all eyes defect. Pains and complaints of the eyes are healed. Oh yes, cataracts, glaucoma, short-sightedness, itching, blood vision, aches and pain in the eyes, problems associated with eyes are gone now. Mop up your eyes again 3 times. If you have issues with your eyes and declare, I am healed. Yes, say, I am healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now I'm hearing congratulations. Congratulations in my spirit. So let me make this following declaration. Be responding with amen, I receive it. As I make this following pronouncement, choose the one you will say amen, I receive it to. I prophesy, before December 31, you will hear congratulations, you are pregnant. Congratulations for safe delivery. Congratulations for your promotion. Congratulations for winning a huge contract. Congratulations for your money is paid. Congratulations for your new car. Congratulations for your visa, your green card, and your citizenship. Congratulations for your new house. Congratulations for your new apartment. Congratulations for your new appointment. Congratulations for passing your exam. Congratulations for your wedding date announced. Whichever one is yours, be responding with amen. Congratulations for your healing. Congratulations for successful relocation. Congratulations for your account has been credited. Now, do this. Write on a piece of paper or your notebook, congratulations to me. Yes. Write congratulations to me. Sign under 7 times. Yes. Sign in 7 times. As God lives and His Spirit is alive, you shall be congratulated. Yes. Today's prayer is heavy. You can listen to it again and again some other times. And each time you listen to it, you shall a new congratulatory message or doors shall be opened for you. Right? Let's take more testimonies. We're connecting to this testimony by faith and also by seed if you need a similar thing. First testimony today. I give glory and adoration to God Almighty for giving us the defending Emmanuel. In fact, God is so good to me in all ways. My phone refused to work, So I poured anointing oil and blessed water on it, and I wrapped it with the mantle on Saturday. When I came back from church on Sunday, it has started working perfectly. Praise God with me. Also in October, I clocked 70, and it was in good health and sound mind. Wow! You will live in good health and sound mind all through the age. Greetings, Daddy, Femi, Manuel, and TPJ family. Please join me and my wife to praise God for the safe delivery of our very first child, a son, on the 17th November 2024. We had waited for this gift for 13 years. Daddy, please name your precious grandson. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Wow! 13 years of waiting. Congratulations. I named my grandson Gideon. Add Gideon to the list of names. TPJ members, praise the Lord with me. 2024 is a good year to me and my family. 1, we enjoy good health. 2, journey mercies. 3, God's daily provision. 4, safe delivery for my younger brother's wife. 5, peace of God in my family. 6, children are doing well. 7, projects done and dusted. 8, God's protection. 9, big contract for my younger brother. 10, annual medical checkup successfully done. To God alone be all the praise forever. Daddy, may the anointing on you never go down. Wow, avalanche of testimonies. God will do more. Another testifier. I want to thank God for sparing 2 of my sisters and kids from a ghastly motor accident. My family was preserved to the glory of God. And thanking God for his daily divine provision for my family and I. Daddy, please pray that the Lord quickens and perfect my relocation to UK in Jesus' name. Consider it done. Another one. On November 28th, God saved me and my son from being hit by a reckless driver. 2, on December 7th, God saved us from a fire outbreak where my husband forgot to put off the cooker and it went out for over 1 hour. 3, God settled us quickly in our new city. I return all glory to him alone. Thank you, Daddy, for your constant prayers. Oh, we thank God. Let us be thank God alone. Another person. Good day, Daddy and TPGF. I want to thank God for his goodness in my life, in my family, and my work. God has been so faithful. I saw a battle scene towards a drilling operation, and God took control. It was a success. I want to still appreciate God for all his mercy and protection from January till this very moment. May his name alone be praised forever. Thank you, Daddy. More grace and love to you. Wow. Another testifier. I want to appreciate God for his goodness and mercy upon my life. God saved my apartment and building from inferno, hot plate fire that would have brought down the entire building. I forgot to turn off the switch when power was interrupted in the morning. I came back in the evening and found smoke all over, porch turned black, content burnt completely, but apartment intact. What a loving and merciful God we serve. Wow. It will be intact. Apartment intact. Another one. Good morning, my beautiful TPGF. A delay is not a denial. Pastor Femi Manuel said in the month of August that we should write congratulations to ourselves 7 times and sign it 7 times. And by the end of August, Germany government called me to come to their office. And when I got there, they told me, congratulations, your Germany documents now ready. TPGF, help me to thank God. Wow. TPG, I am testifying to God's goodness and wonders in my life. He saved me and my brother from death when the vehicle he was traveling in was involved in a ghastly accident. Please join me to shout 7 hallelujah to our great God for his faithfulness towards us. All glory, honor, and adoration be to God Almighty. Wow! You will be the next to testify in Jesus' name. Please, we broadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the prayer mountain in our Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp. after the fish market, 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers to engage for more information, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Center, Akure Center, Uyo and Port Harcourt Center. Same time, all those in these cities attend live. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m., and the second service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., be there live. By divine instruction, in addition to the anointed mantle, we will give you free. I shall give you anointing oil bottle free, and it is labeled anointing oil for end of the year favor, end of the year harvest, end of the year open heaven, end of the year safety, end of the year sales, end of the year protection and promises. It will be given to you free. You anoint yourself with that oil every day till December 31. Next month, January, will give you another oil labeled with another thing God promised to do. This is a new addition. Come and receive your anointed oil, anointed mantle, and the anointed oil prayed over to anoint yourself throughout the remaining days in December. Don't miss it. Then the Feed the Hungry project is on. Donations are still coming in and being expected. Thank God for those that have responded and are still responding. God bless you. The fund is growing gradually, but we still have a long way to go. Many have done two or three times since I came to say our initial budget wasn't going to do it. We need 200 million naira to do it effectively. Minority children, aged men and women, barely able to stand up or even walk as a result of starvation, a pathetic sight. Do yours as God may lay in your heart. While we thank God for whatever everyone is sending, no amount is small, no amount is big, but we trust God for major donors. If there are philanthropists in our midst that can do something big quietly, if you can do it in millions, hundreds of thousands, in pound sterling, in dollars, and in euros, do as God inspires your heart to do. The account details, Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, that is the name of the account, in Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Our PayPal is active for those doing their own in dollars and euros. Our HSB account in UK is also there for UK members and donors. Do as God lays in your heart. I prophesy to your life, you are blessed, you are lifted. All these prayers shall be answered. Congratulatory messages shall pour in for you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.